Well, howdy there. Now everybody's heard of Greenpeace, haven't they? You know, it was started in 1971 in Canada. And when I was in Canada way back then, I was a member of Greenpeace. You know, I paid my dues and did a couple of things with them. And I was with them for quite some time. And it was mainly helping the environment, keeping it healthy and pristine. And I got a letter in the mail once. Ha! That stupid statement, really. I get a letter in the mail lots of times. But this one was different. And it had great big red letters on the top of it. Final notice. But I'm thinking, hey, I forgot to pay my utility bill or something like that. And when I opened it, it was from Greenpeace. Apparently, I forgot to pay my voluntary dues. And I thought that's not exactly the way they should remind a person. So I knew something had changed about Greenpeace right then. So that was the end of me and Greenpeace. And then it got very political. And it seemed to be getting money from other places other than the members. And it completely lost who it was. So I guess now that Greenpeace has been found liable because of their protests around a pipeline. When I was with Greenpeace many years ago, they weren't destructive. They protest just to remind people, to make them aware. They didn't actively stop any production of anything. But those days have gone, long gone. And I also believe that Greenpeace was taken over by feminist activists. Just take a look at the table here of Greenpeace. 4 femons, 1 male. Greenpeace is just a name now, and it has nothing to do with what it started in 1971. That sign may as well read, Stop Oil. I think they've been fined something like $660 million. Of course, Greenpeace is complaining about it, how they're trying to shut them down and free speech. But there is a difference between free speech and breaking the law. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Let me know what you think. You take it easy now.